Let's go to our buddy Frank in Nashville and his Yanks. Hey, Frank, how you been, bud?
Hey, Casey, how's it going? Hey, so just a review of the Yankee strategy the last few years. So they wanted to get under luxury tax threshold. They did that. Then last offseason, we were told that, oh, they're going to blow the luxury tax out of the water, going to spend all this money. Yeah. They didn't end up doing that. They re-signed Jay Happ.
No.
They weren't really in on Machado and Bryce Harper. But now I'm seeing this Yankee team, and there's really – they need to get go out and get that cherry on top. They need to go out and get Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of curious if – so we've heard some rumblings this year in the offseason so far that, yes, they will be in on them, him and Steven Strasburg. I'm just kind of curious your thoughts. Do you think that that is a potential landing spot for him, or do you think that's just Brian Cashman trying to drive his price up? I think Gerrit Cole is the best pitcher that's been available the last few years. The Yankees haven't really signed a significant free agent starter since Tanaka, and before that, it was CC in 09. So I really think that this is the missing piece that they have, and I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Look, I'll kind of run through those, and always good to hear from you, Frank. Chat with you soon. In order. One, I was definitely part of the category. Now, granted, I am stubborn, because growing up and with most of my family rooting for them and certainly seeing what played out while living in New York and all of that, you become so accustomed, and I know it's not George, it's just the last name, but it's the logo, it's everything, that every time the Yankees look like, oh boy, if there ever was a time they needed to do blank, they just do it. And when you go into last year off of the New York thing with, you know, the almost, you know, in poking fun at the Yankees and the fans and Judge, you get that plan in the room with the Red Sox who win another World Series, and then, okay, so it's 04 and then it's 07 and then it's 13. I mean, this is enough already. And, you know, the Yankees, it's like it's been a long time, right? So all of those things and the need and the finances available, luxury tax, smugsury tax for them, for some teams, sure. But then, yeah, it's a lot of money, but not for them. It's not at all for them. I mean, it's not even a lot for them. So even if the total is, and we're talking about percentage of compared to what they have, I mean, forget it. So I thought that they would also have a big offseason, and I was wrong. Then I thought they'd do it at the deadline. I was wrong. At some point, they say, you know what, it takes three things for it to kind of sink in. And I don't mean Candyman in the mirror. Don't do that. Or Beetlejuice, because those things can go wrong for you. At least that's what the video says. But I look at it and I say, here, a third time's got to be the charm. So either the charm is going to be that I'm just completely dumb and need to realize that they're never going to be the same again while the regime of Cash and this group are there combined with Hal and Hank. Or we're going to sit there and say that, okay, finally enough is enough. They're too close, you know, 100 plus in back-to-back years. They specifically know who they need to beat. And, you know, the team that they need to beat has been the Red Sox in the past. It is definitely the Astros now. And we've seen it twice in 3 years, specifically against them. And that team has a guy they're going to lose for sure who's out there in the market that you can get. Have no fear. He can pitch in New York, please. There's always fear with pitchers in terms of injuries, but works hard. I mean, a good track record in terms of from the health side, the right direction in terms of, you know, the incline in performance. You feel like you're not just paying for what you got, but he's only really tapped the surface of what's left. Checking, to use the overused comment, all the boxes, and that's Gerrit Cole. And so I'll answer you this way, Frank. Not that it means anything, because please with these predictions. But I got Gerrit Cole going to the Yankees for that reason, that I am going to the last, this will be the last time. If it doesn't happen here, and it, not just with Cole, but let's say, you know, Cole, Bumgarner, Strasburg, Wheeler, they go and let's, and I almost don't want to throw out a name, I won't, because I want to like downplay somebody, but they go out there and they get somebody who's like, nah, you can't be telling me that guy's a difference maker, right? Where they're trying to get lucky, which is okay, but not in this spot. I want to see greedy Yankees. This should be greedy Yankees. You know, I don't care whether you like them or you hate them. This is the spot where you got back-to-back 100-win seasons. You're getting knocked out in the playoffs. At some point, you got to be greedy Yankees. And this is that some point. And that's why I feel eventually they will remember what name is on their driver's license and make the deal. And I do have them. outbidding, I think it'd be the highest bid, and outlasting, to use the Survivor thing, the Angels and the Dodgers, who I think probably will end up being the other two in that top three.